Luke chapter 10. After these things, the Lord also appointed 70 others, and sent them two by two before him into every city and place, wherever he himself would come. Therefore he said to them, "The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore to the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your ways indeed. I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Carry neither purse, nor money, nor shoes, and do not stop to talk to anyone along the way. And into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if the Son of Peace is there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall turn to you again. And in the same house remain, eating and drinking such things as they give, because the laborer is worthy of his hire. Do not go from house to house, and into whatever city you enter and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you, and heal the sick that are in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But into whatever city you enter and they do not receive you, go your ways out into the streets of the same, and say, 'Even the very dust of your city which clings on us, we do wipe off against you. Nevertheless, you be sure of this, that the kingdom of God has come near to you. But I say to you, that it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! Because if the mighty works had been done in Tyre and Sidon, which have been done in you, they would have repented a great while ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, who are exalted to heaven, shall be thrust down to hell. He who listens to you listens to me, and he who despises you despises me, and he who despises me despises him who sent me." And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us through your name." And he said to them, "I saw Satan fall as lightning from heaven. Indeed, I give to you power to tread on snakes and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven." In that hour Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, "I thank you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hid these things from the wise and prudent, and have revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, because it seemed good in your sight. All things are delivered to me by my Father, and no man knows who the Son is, but the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him." And he turned himself towards his disciples, and said privately, "Blessed are the eyes which see the things that you see, because I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which you see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear, and have not heard them." And a certain lawyer stood up, and tempted him, saying, "Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" And he answering said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have answered right, do this, and you shall live." But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" And Jesus answering said, "A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan as he journeyed came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And in the morning when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said to him, 'Take care of him, and whatever you spend more, when I come again, I will repay you.' Which now of these three do you think was a neighbor to him who fell among the thieves?" And he said, "He who showed mercy on him." Then Jesus said to him, "Go, and you do likewise." Now it came to pass as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was encumbered with much serving, and came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore tell her that she should help me." And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her.